Okay, so last week we were discussing, or at least we started to discuss some of the halachas where lefties and righties differ in halacha. Some of the discrepancies in halacha between lefties and righties. And we left off last week, we were discussing with regarding the Shemoneh Esrei. We know the halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Now when a person ends the Shemoneh Esrei, he's supposed to take left foot first. And we had two pshatim why he takes left foot first. Either he takes left foot first because it has to do with where the Shechina is situated, or he takes left foot first because he wants to show how it's difficult to depart from the Shechina, and he uses the weaker foot to do so. So we pointed out, the Magen Avraham pointed out already, that there should be a nafka mina with a lefty. A lefty who's also left-footed. We always have to speak that out, like we had by mezuzah. When you have a lefty who's also left-footed, so then the assumption is, well, him taking his left foot first is not difficult, that's natural. So the Mishnah Berurah pointed out that based on that, then a lefty should take his right foot first, and we left off that it seems to be maybe a machloikis Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan. We pointed out that if you look in the Achronim, for example, if you look in the Taz, when the Taz discusses this halacha, he only brings down one reason. His reason has to do with the fact that what did we quote it from? We quoted from the Taz last time, that he only brings down the reason having to do where the Shechin is located. Nothing to do with which foot is difficult or easier. So according to him, lefties and righties should be the same. But we left off last week where the Mishnah Berurah seems to have paskined that a lefty should take his right foot first, while the Aruch HaShulchan seemed to be less convincing in that regard. Just want to finish up, we didn't get to it last week, is the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim writes, Halacha L'maisa, he says the following. He goes through the whole discussion that there's two possible reasons to why you take your left foot first, and the nafka mina would obviously be a lefty. And he ends off and he writes, he quotes a whole list of people who say that a lefty should also use his left foot. He quotes from the Magen Avraham, and Elia Rabba, and the Eshel Avraham, and the Mishpatzei Zahav, the Derech HaChaim, and he concludes, V'hochi Yesh Linuk. The Kaf HaChaim picks sides, he thinks Allah Lamaisa, even a lefty, should still continue to take his foot backwards, left foot first. Alpha Bishakost of Shama Magen Avraham Tamach, even though, according to the Magen Avraham, if it has to do with the fact that you want to make it difficult, so then it should be the reverse. He says, but he thinks that the reason of the Magen, the reason that of it has to do with where the Shechin is located, he thinks that's a better Svara. So even though the Magen Avraham brings down two svaras, he's picking sides. He thinks the better reason has nothing to do with the stronger or the weaker foot. And Halach L'maisa, he thinks a lefty should take off with his left foot first. So we have a Machloikas Achronim. Again, I think most people today follow the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says lefty should take their right foot first. But definitely if a lefty would want to take his left foot first, I think he has Yesh Almi Lismach. Okay, let's move on to another discussion where we'll see if lefties and righties make a difference. Let's talk over here about washing one's hands. So the Shulchan Aruch writes over here in Siman Dalet. Siman Dalet is Hilchas Netilas Yadayim in the morning. We know that there's two times a day predominantly where we wash our hands. One time we wash our hands in the morning. That's what we call Negel Vaser. Then there's another time we wash our hands, that's for bread. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Dalet, that's in the morning, Negel Vaser, Noita Kli Shel Mayim Biyad Yiminoi. So you're supposed to first put the cup in your right hand, then transfer it into the left hand. Why? Says the Shulchan Aruch that the way the washing process should go, it should be like this. You start off with the cup is in your right hand, you switch it to the left hand, and the first pouring goes on the right hand. So it comes out according to the Shulchan Aruch, the first hand that gets water is the right hand, left pouring onto the right. Now why is this interesting? Because if you take a look in the Beis Yosef, over there in Siman Dalet, the Beis Yosef elaborates a little bit more on what's going on over here. And it's interesting, the Beis Yosef points out there's a stira in two passages from the Zohar. So, interesting. We never discussed it here. It doesn't need further discussion. The whole origin of the Zohar and who exactly was the author of the Zohar. Was it really Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? Wasn't Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? Was it later people? It's a whole discussion. Maybe one day we'll have that discussion. But in any case, the Beis Yosef is one of the major contemporaries, and a contemporary is one of the major Mefarshim who take the Beis Yosef, who take Zohar very seriously. He quotes it very often. So here the Beis Yosef says that there's a stira in two passages in the Zohar. He says, "Ushnei ma'morim elum nirim kesoisim zeze." He has two Zohars that seem to be contradictory, and the contradiction is how exactly do you pour your hands? Do you pour right, left over right, or do you pour right over left? Which one? So the Beis Yosef has two answers. two answers to resolve a contradiction in Zohar. And he writes this: the Efshar Sheyesh Chilik Ben Tiyas Adayim, the Shachos Tiyas Adayim, the Ikka, the Achila. He wants to say an interesting nafkimina. He says it depends why you're washing your hands. If you're washing your hands for bread versus if you're washing your hands in the morning. And he explains, the betilas adayim deshachris, when you're washing your hands in the morning, kivin shehem tameyas misitra misavo, since they're tomei, right? We know in the morning, there's tumah on the hands. Whatever exactly the tumah is from, but there's some form of tumah that are on the hands in the morning. Therefore, the shayi alai have a nota bekad musay smola bimina hayinirki lo sitra diyamina mashma mishamish lo sitra achro lekach boil in the tule bekad musay yamina mismoila. So therefore, he says again, I don't claim to understand what a lot of these things mean over here about the sitra and the negative tumas having impact. When it comes to eating, your hands are tar. There's no tumma intrinsically in your hands. The only reason why we wash our hands in the morning for bread is ena yelo litei sevus kedusha. It's only to have extra kedusha because kehanim it's tzrach truma, or it's because of extra kedusha tzarech lito. Then tzarech lito tchili yad samo. Then you first wash the left hand miyad yamin meatam shekasev parashas truma. So the first teretz of the desire is an important teretz. The first teretz of the Beis Yosef in the stira and the desire is there's taka a difference between when you wash your hands for negavaser versus when you wash your hands for bread. Which way does it go? Does it go left right or does it go right left? That's the first teretz of the Beis Yosef. The second teretz of the Beis Yosef is perhaps more important for us. He writes v'yesh lefarish shaloylom tchila noitel yad yamin miyad smol. Second teretz of the Beis Yosef is no avada. You always go noitel yad yamin miyad smol. You always go right over left. Always, 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 no matter what you're washing for, if you're washing for bread, if you're washing for negavas, it doesn't matter. You always go left over right. Aye, there's one zayar that sounds like you go the other order. So he says, no. Says the Beis Yosef, what the zayar meant when he talks about the right hand, he doesn't mean that you pour right over left. He means you put right cup in right hand into left hand and then pour left over right. So the second teretz of the Beis Yosef comes out that every single time a person washes his hands, he always goes right to left. The only difference is that whenever he washes his hands, he should first take the cup in his right hand, transfer it to the left hand, and then pour onto the right hand. So we have two terutzim in the Beis Yosef, very, very important ageya halacha lemaisa. Again, both terutzim of the Beis Yosef we're trying to answer up a stira in Zayar. One is in Parshas Vayeshev, and one I think is in Parshas Truma, right? Parshas Truma, about what is the proper way to wash. Is it right over left or left over right? So the first teretz of the Beis Yosef was, it depends what you're washing for. If you're washing for bread versus if you're washing for negavas. The second teretz of the Beis Yosef says it doesn't matter. You always wash left over right. Aye, so what does it mean in the Zohar when it says you go right over left? It means you take the cup from your right hand and you switch it into the left hand. Now obviously, we now understand what the Mechaber meant in Shulchan Aruch. After you see this Beis Yosef, you understand what the Mechaber meant. The Mechaber said that you take the cup in your right hand, you put it to your left hand, then you pour left over right. So it's somewhat funny. Why does the Beis Yosef, why does the Shulchan Aruch tell you how to get the cup from one end to the other? Who cares? The answer is because of what he writes in the Beis Yosef. Here it seems like the Beis Yosef picked sides. He goes like his second teretz. His second teretz tells us that you always wash right over left. Left over right, but you gotta make sure that you take the cup from the right hand and put it into the left hand. That's l'chayr what the Shulchan Aruch means. So it comes out the following. It comes out when a person washes his hands in the morning, he should take the cup in the right hand, put it to the left hand, and then wash left first over the right hand. So writes the Beis Yosef. Now if you take a look in number 20, which is the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Nun Ches. Kuf Nun Ches is the Simon that talks about washing for bread. So now, what's the Shulchan Aruch going to say over there? So writes the Shulchan Aruch, Kishiyov Lechol Pas, when you want to eat bread, that you have to make a moitzi on, Yitol Yodov, you wash your hands. Afilu Eini Yedei Lehem Shum Tum, even if you don't know that your hands touched anything. So that means that the washing for bread has nothing to do with Tumah. The Yivarech Al Natilas Adayim, and you make the Bracha Al Natilas Adayim. Now, interestingly, in Hilchas Birchas, in here in Hilchas Pas, the Mechaber doesn't tell you how to wash your hands. In Hilchas Natilas Adayim L'Shachris and Simen Dalid, there the Mechaber gave you rules. He told you take the cup from the right hand, put it into the left hand, and pour from the left hand over the right. Now, when he comes to Simen Kuf Nun Ches in Hilchas Birchas, in Hilchas Pas, he never tells you how to hold the cup and how to pour the cup. He just tells you to wash your hands. So what are we supposed to make of that? So if you take a look in the Magen Avraham over there, number 20. The Magen Avraham writes over there, number 20, he says, Tzarech litol yad yamin tchila. He said you have to wash the right hand first. Why? Because we want the left hand to always be serving the right hand. The right hand is considered more chashiv, so the left hand pours onto the right. And then he ends off ayin simin dalet sif yud ubeis yosef sham. And he tells you to look up at Simen Dalet. What does the Magen Avraham want you to do with Simen Dalet? Because if you look in Simen Dalet, you'll see that the Shulchan Aruch answered the Stira and Zayar and coming out and saying that whenever you wash your hands, no matter what you're washing for, it's always the same procedure. It's right hand to left hand pours over right hand. So that's what he means here also. So it comes out, according to the Shulchan Aruch, when everyone washes for bread, when everyone washes for Negavasa, it's the exact same procedure. But you should appreciate the procedure was based on this Stira and Zayar that the Beis Yosef resolved with his second teretz, not his first teretz. Now, if you take a look over here, number 18b, we'll go a little backwards first. So in 18b, the Mishnah Berurah explains, why do you put the cup in the right hand and switch it to the left hand? So he explains, Kadesh is Gabi Yamin Shu Chesed Al Smol Shu Din. We want the right to dominate over the left. The right is Chesed, the left is Din. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'gam Iter Azlinam Basi Yamin Da Alma. Says the Mishnah Berurah, lefties have the same rules as righty. This is not a question of lefty versus righty. This is a question of which hand represents what. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, here also it's the exact same thing. Lefty does the same procedure as righty. They take the cup in the right hand, put it to the left hand, and pour left over right. So the Mishnah Berurah writes over there, same thing. When it comes to washing your hands for bread, he says, we want the same thing. We do right over left. So halacha l'maisa comes out, both lefties, both righties, both bread and negavas in the morning. It's cup in the right. Switch to the left hand over the right hand. Interesting. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, at Igus Moshe, where he talks about halacha l'maisa. Maybe we should go like the first teretz of the Zayah. The first teretz of the Beis Yosef. If you remember, the Beis Yosef had two teretzim. One teretz was, there's taka, a difference lahalacha between when you wash your hands for bread and when you wash your hands for negavasa. And then there was a second teretz of the Beis Yosef. So the Ramosha has a tshuva where he writes like this. He says in number 22, when it comes to washing your hands for bread, it's clear in the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham writes, even though it doesn't say it in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, it only talks about when washing for negavasar, but says the Magen Avraham, we saw it together, the Magen Avraham says, then you wash for bread, it's the same process, it's left over right. That was the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He says, what about Api Kabbalah? Why? Because Api Kabbalah, we learned that there's a difference between washing for bread and washing for negovaser. That's the first teretz of the Beis Yosef. He says, that was also the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon also assumed like the Magen Avraham, and when it came to bread, he also washed left over right. The Zoyar sounds like he's supposed to wash the left hand first. So one teretz that we gave was, that's talking about maybe for bread versus the Tehillas Yadayim. Says the Ramosha, no, we already saw the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef said that that's not a problem, it's just a question of which hand to put the cup in. So he writes over here, Reb says Reb Moshe, that it seems like no one assumes like the first teretz of the Beis Yosef, and everyone assumes like the second teretz of the Beis Yosef, which means whether you're washing for bread or whether you're washing for Netilas Yadayim, it's always the same procedure, it's always right, the cup starts in the right hand, goes to the left hand, and from the left hand you pour over to the right hand. So Reb Moshe says, however, he does, sorry?
Ultimately, I mean, I know when you're talking about filling, you make a mistake, you make a wrong. But doesn't ultimately, if you do it not this way...
Yeah, Vadi, you're going to be Yotze. No question, you're still going to be Yotze. The question just is, which is the more correct way to wash the hands? We have this Zoyar. Vadi, but I would assume you'd be Yotze whichever way you do it. But since we have this Zoyar, where the Zoyar seems to make a hakpada of how to do it, we're discussing how at least l'chatchila one should do it. So Ramosha ends over the tshuva. He does point out, he says that even those people that normally follow, let's say, Kabbalah, they should not follow Kabbalah over here. He says, the Gamma Magen Avraham Savi came there, it's sign, I ain't good. The Kav HaYosha Sovek Kipirish Aleph the Abbas Yosef. He does quote from the Sefer Kav HaYosha, but the Kav HaYosha Taka holds, no, there is a difference between the first and the second. Sheesh Chilik Ben Nethiyah Shachar Nethiyah Sadaim Glachilo. There is a Chilik, meaning he goes like the first Teretz of the Abbas Yosef. That it depends what you're washing for. However, says Rav Moshe v'hu yochid ve'enei mehapoiskim, he said, but that's a minority opinion. L'chein ein linur kim moisoi. However, writes Rav Moshe, halacha l'maisa, a person should not do that. every person should follow the same rule for bench, for washing for bread, for washing for negelvasser, same policy like the Magen Avraham, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and the Yavid. So this happens to be a non-difference between lefties and righties, because both lefties and righties, both bread and negelvasser, are all following the same policy. We're all going to take the cup in our right hand, switch it to the left hand, pour from the left over to the right. If you take a look at number 23 in the Namuki Arachayim by the Munkat Shereba, he also quotes this Kava Yosher, which Rav Moshe quoted. He quotes the Kava Yosher who says, Lasuda, when it comes to washing your hands for bread, then you wash the left hand first. Now the truth is, the Mechaber might sound like that. Because again, the Mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, at least in Shulchan Aruch, never tells you how to wash for bread. He only tells you how to wash for negavasser, and he leaves it vague when it comes to bread. So we saw the Magen Avraham who said, no, he means like the second terrace of the Beis Yosef. However, you could say, no, maybe there is taka a difference between the washing for bread and washing for negavasser, like the Beis Yosef said in his first terrace. So the Kava Yosher taka holds that way. However, says the Munkat Rebbe, V'atam timtza b'kisvei Arizal ayin shom ben yamayim arishayin. Ad kanosh and a Kava Yosher. The Kava Yosher basically says that the Arizal held that way. He says that I never found such an Arizal where the Arizal said that you should switch it between bread and negovasu. Meaning this is a game changer. If the Kava Yosher Taka quotes from the Arizal, that the Arizal held like the first teretz of the Beis Yosef, so that's a big chiddush. Then all those who follow the Darki Arizal should Taka come out, then when they're washing for negovasu, they wash left over right. When they wash for bread, they should wash right over left. Ramesha very much did not give too much regard to the Kava Yosher. He called the Kava Yosher a minority opinion. But the Munkat Rebbe says, but the Kava Yosher says it comes from the Arizal. But then he says, I don't know what he's talking about. I couldn't find anywhere in the Arizal. And then he says, Fakert, if you take a look in the Kavona Sidra Arizal, there it says clearly, Yad Yemin al Yad Gdoilo, and therefore he always assumes that it's left over right. So the Munkat Rebbe assumes that's not the approach of the Arizal. If you take a look in the Marsham, in the Das Torah, he also talks about it. He says, "B'sefer Migdal David Hiska Matiritz Echad Shal Beis Yosef." He says that in the Sefer Migdal David, he taka comes out like the first answer of the Beis Yosef. Again, what was the first answer of the Beis Yosef? The first answer of the Beis Yosef held that when you're washing for bread, then you taka wash right over left. When you're washing for negavasa, then you go left over right. V'hela de b'tiyos adayim lechat chila yishpech miyamin al shal smot chila. Why? Because they're not really taught me the hands. He says he saw that by great rabbis. He saw great rabbis that when it came to bread, they would wash right over left. That was his practice. Okay, however, there's too many rayas, not like this. It seems like this practice of when it comes to bread to wash right over left is not widely accepted. Even though we saw it quoted from the Kava Yosher, we saw it quoted from the Sefer Migdal David, both the Masham and the Munkat Rebbe seem to disregard that practice. And Allah Lamaisa, I do believe that most people taka only that follow this second tire to the Beis Yosef, that whether they're washing for bread or whether they're washing for negovasur, they wash left over right. Okay. So that's not going to be a difference for lefties, because lefties and righties do the same thing. The only thing that you could discuss whether there's a difference between bread versus negelvasa, which we saw already from Rav Moshe and the Magen Avraham, and even the Munkat Rebbe, that's not a chiluk, and everyone should be doing the same thing. Okay, let's try another topic to see if we can come up with a description, with a discrepancy between lefties and righties. So let's take a look over here, number 25.
Right.
Right, so we have the problem is we have a Zoya. We have a Zoya that says to pour right over left. So once we have this Zoya that says it, we got to figure out how to make that work. So either you'll say the Zoya meant one washing for bread, or the Zoya meant just you put the cup from the right hand to the left hand. That's the Beis Yosef struggling with. But you're right. The Beis Yosef is struggling with the Zoyar. Meaning, without the Zoyar, you're probably right. He would assume it goes left over right. But since we have the Zoyar, and the Zoyar says you do, the Zoyar has some comment where it says left over right, so you gotta figure out He does right over left. So you got to figure out what to make of that comment in the Zoya. If we didn't have a precedent, we would assume normally that should be left over right. Yeah, I think so. Let's try something else. I have a picture in my house. I don't have too many Gdolim pictures in my house. Not because I don't value Gdolim, I just don't have too many pictures in my house. You have to be on a certain madrega to be on the wall of my house. Okay. So one of the few people that I have in my wall is my Rosh Hashiva, Bzalag Epstein, that's all. Person that I knew, my Rosh Hashiva, so I feel a shaykhis, so I have a picture of him on my wall. So one of the pictures that I have him on the wall is that at Achnosis Eveter that took place in Yeshiva when I was a Talmud in Yeshiva. It was probably 20 years ago. Abzalag was already an older man. And it was a very cold winter day. I remember the Achnosis Eveter. It was a very cold day. And he was carrying the Sefer Torah. And you look in the picture, you see he's holding the Sefer Torah in his left hand. So every once in a while, when someone comes to my house, they look at the picture. So if they taka know who the person in the picture is, it's already a chiddush. But if they don't know, if they do know, they always say, but he's holding the Sefer Torah in the left hand. So the question is, what arm? I don't know if Rebzalag was a lefty or a righty. I don't know. But the question is, did that make a difference for holding a Sefer Torah? So let's see. If you look over here, number 25, the Ramah is in Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Ramah writes by Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. He says, V'yesh lahachzik ha-Torah b'yamin. You should hold the Torah in your right. Says Dr. Ramah, you should hold the Torah in your right side. Dr. Mishnah Berurah, why? Ashem HaKosav, based on the Pasuk, V'yaminoi tichab keni. With my right, I will embrace it. So it sounds like there's some connection to the right and embracing the Torah. V'oit, says the Mishnah Berurah, another reason. The Gama Torah didn't be yamin, because the Torah was also given with the right. So the Mishnah Berurah is giving us reasons for the Ramah, who says very clearly that you're supposed to hold the Sefer Torah in the right arm. Okay, but again, is that for righties or is that for lefties? So the Prima Gaudim writes, V'iter yad, what about a lefty? So he says, Efshir b'yamin didei. Maybe he should hold it in his stronger hand. I mean, the Prima Gaudim is talking not sure. The Prima Gaudim is mesupik. Maybe a lefty should hold, meaning the whole godless of a right might be the stronger hand. So that for a lefty, his left is stronger, maybe he should hold it in the left hand. The left hand. So the Prima Gaudim just is mesupik. He doesn't pick sides. What is interesting, the Mishnah Berurah not in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah of regular Kriyas HaTorah, but way further on in Hilchas Shabbos and Reish Pei Beis. There the Mishnah Berurah gives away the secret. He writes over there that V'hanoisin Sefer Torah v'amekabloi, the one who gives the Sefer Torah and the one who accepts the Sefer Torah, we'll call that, you know, the one who does Haitzah and the Bat Tefillah, Tzorich Sheyeh B'yamin. It needs to be in his right hand. Va'afilu imu'iter yad, Zokti Mishnah Berurah, clearly. And even if he's a lefty, ve'ein l'shanois bizeh, and it does not change. So here in Hilchos Shabbos, I'm not sure why he didn't write it earlier, in Kuf Lamed Daled, but in any case, here the Mishnah Berurah writes very clearly, unless you want to start telling Mishnah Berurah that this is talking about Dafka, if you be Mekabel the Torah, if you might see the Torah, versus if you stamazi holding the Torah, I don't see why it should make a difference. But the Mishnah Berurah writes here very clearly that lefties should hold the Sefer Torah in their right hand also. Why? Says the Shaar HaTzion very clearly, he says, Kein Nirali, it's my own Chiddush. Right? Usually the Shaar HaTzion doesn't tell you where the Mishnah Berurah got it from. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, no, I got this for myself. I thought like this. Why? Because one of the reasons why you hold the Torah in the right hand is because he said earlier because the Torah was given with the right hand. It makes no difference between a lefty and a righty. So therefore says the Mishnah Berurah, his own pshat, his own halacha. It's interesting, he doesn't even tell you to look in the Prima Gaudim. The Prima Gaudim was mesupit. The Prima Gaudim clearly had to tzadav about it. However, the Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin unequivocally that even a lefty should hold the Sefer Torah in his right hand.
How about if it's like an old Sefer Torah?
Zok the Shaar Ephraim, so the Shaar Ephraim writes over in number 30. He says, "Ve'im hu iter yad," and if he's a lefty, yochel loitzia b'smoil, he's allowed to take the Sefer Torah with his left hand. Shu yamin sholoi, that's his stronger hand. V'hamoitzi yoishu toisel yamin, and the moitzi will take it from his right hand. Lemin hashat v'yachzika b'yamin. Unless his right hand is weaker, then so obviously the Shaar Ephraim points out what would seem to be almost obvious is that if it's a shayla of the Sefer Torah falling, then you should hold it in the stronger hand. So Kubi Rebzalag was older and it was more comfortable on one side versus the other side. So maybe that's pshat in the picture. I don't know. I don't know if you have to say pshat in pictures, but if you want to be mazber pshat in the picture, so I would assume Rebzalag. I know Rebzalag knew all that we just mentioned. So Mistama, he was more comfortable on one side versus the other. So that's why he was holding on his left side. But Lamaisa, it seems like Lichat Chilo, If all bets are equal, if you have a small Sefer Torah, or if you're very strong and you have a good grip, so then even a lefty should hold the Sefer Torah in his right hand. But if there's taka, says the Shaar Ephraim, if there's some form of a chash of a nefila, then it's a pasha that you should switch it around and let the lefty hold the Sefer Torah in his left hand as well. Okay, so that's something of importance. Let's try another halacha. So I don't know if how many of us pay attention that in the morning when we put on a talis, so we're supposed to do an atifa. Atifa means we are supposed to wrap our heads with the talis. Doesn't mean hit the guy behind you with the tzitzit strings. That's not atifa. But in Maisi, you watch around shul. A lot of people don't really do atifa. They just they throw it over the head or something. I don't know exactly what they do, but they don't really do an atifa. Grab Mr. Brewer writes that you're supposed to hold the atifa in place enough time it takes to walk Dal Ramas. Not very long, but you have to hold it in place that it's fully covering your face. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, how do you do this? Umashuch kol arba tzitzias letzat smoil. You take a throw all the four strings over on the left side. Kidei hilich dalaramas, the time it takes to walk dalaramas, v'achakach yasser atifa, and then you undo the atifa. So Reb Chaim Kinevsky points out that this lefties and righties are the same. It doesn't matter. He thinks that even though the Mishnah Berurah says your left side, it's not because there's anything with being a righty or lefty. He said it's Alpi Kabbalah, and therefore since it's Alpi Kabbalah, righties and lefties, they all do the same, so everyone should throw their talis over the left side, whether you're a lefty or you are a righty. Okay, so that's not going to make a difference. Let's try page 3. Let's try to find something else. So the Shulchan Aruch writes to Simon Reish Vav, says the Mechaber, Kol Davar Shemevarech Alov Lo'ichloi, any food that you make a bracha on before you eat it, or to smell it, you're supposed to hold it in your right hand when you make the bracha. So here the Shulchan Aruch tells us that when you make a bracha, you're supposed to hold the object in your hand. Whether it be psalmim, whether it be food, you're supposed to hold it b'shas the bracha. Which hand do you hold it in? You hold it in the right hand. Okay, so now the question is always going to be, so what about a lefty? Says the Mishnah Berurah number 33, Hatam, what's the reason you hold it in the right hand? Mishum chashivas. Because of importance. You're holding a davar kadosh, and not davar kadosh, you're holding something you're about to make a bracha on, so it has chashivas, so because of its chashivas, you should hold it in the right hand. So right away, says the Mishnah Berurah, will be iter yad, and what about a lefty? Aslinam basi yamin usmol didei, v'loi basal da'almo. Says the Mishnah Berurah, enechanami, by him, he holds it in his left hand. Comes out, says the Mishnah Berurah, by lefty, because if it's about chashivas, for him the chashivas is the left hand. We'll get to Lulav and Esrig in packet 3. It's over there. We'll get to Lulav and Esrig, Mr. Shem. Yeah. What is there? Packet 3 is there. Chel Gimel is Lulav and Esrig. It's there also. It's on the table. Take a look. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Kein Mashma Michedushe Reb Kiva Eger. That's what it sounds like from Reb Kiva Eger, V'chein Mashma Magen Avram Simukov Pei Gimel. Good. So Mishnah Berurah again seems to pass in Halach L'maisa that when it comes to holding a Dover Shem Mevarech Halav, again, a person makes a bracha, although every day we make brachas. We don't even think about it. So here's a reminder for both lefties and righties. First of all, righties should remember to hold the food in the right hand. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, lefties should hold the food in the left hand. So let's say, for example, you're about to take a cup of water, you're about to bite into something, righties should hold it in the right hand, lefties should hold it in their left hand.
Now, how about the same thing about the summer morsel? How would that work? You know, we normally hold it in the right hand, and let's say when it comes to something you put in the left.
So that's going to be totally in which hand he's holding the becher.
Right.
So we're going to get to that also in the Chelik Gimel, which hand you hold the becher. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we'll have to get to that still. Says Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt, again, the Mishnah Berurah said for Davar Pashut, lefties hold the food in the left hand. But like everything else, it's not so Pashut. So Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt writes already, Avol b'steichem en asifas dina b'richat b'rochat simen aleph, kotzav v'api megodim nistapik b'iter yad. The Prima Gadim was Mesupik. The two Prima Gadims already. The first Prima Gadim was Mesupik, which hand does a lefty hold the Sefer Torah? And here the Prima Gadim was Mesupik, which hand does he hold when he eats food? Im yachzene bi mindi de oi bi mindi alma. So again, not so pashut. Even though the Mishnah Berurah picks sides, you should know it's a suffix from the Prima Gadim. And the Deborah Tzina Rav writes, in Be'er Moshe, he says, Avo kiniro iker ketam el yirabo, umemeu lecher koma din la Prima Gadim, she'iter yechos bi mindi alma. He taka thinks we go that it's not so pashut. The Deborah Tzina Rav thinks that halach lemaisa that maybe we go like the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim was at least mesupik. Sheita yechas be minda alma. He does the regular the right hand of the world, not like the Mishnah Berurah. So now we already have a machloikas achrayim. What hand does the lefty hold the food when he makes the bracha? The Kaf HaChaim writes. He says ita yad. What about a lefty? I am beishal avram shom shenistapik. Yeshal avram is mesupik. He says, Mihu the divra mikubalim Mashmash etzorich lechas b'yamin da'alma k'moy shar adam. Paskins the kafachayim, no, he thinks lefty should hold the food in their right hand. V'chein ama devar. And that's what people do. So again, here we have another machloikis. Again, Mishnah Berurah Paskin clearly lefties hold it in their left hand. But we have Stechemed, we have a Prima Gadim, we have the Debet Sinarov, who thought maybe not, and the Kavachai, who perhaps thought that even lefties should hold their food in their right hand. Again, most of the time today, Klai Yisrael, we follow the Mishnah Berurah. So Mishnah Berurah says, lefties hold the food in their left hand. So let's keep going. What's the next time it comes up a lot? Is the next halacha, Shulchan Aruch number 37, Hilchas Kriyashma. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Noegim Litein Yedeim Al Pneim Bekriyas Pasuk Rishon. We had an entire share about this earlier, many, probably years already, where we talked about how to say Kriyashma. So there the Shulchan Aruch writes that you're supposed to put your hands on your face when you recite the first Pasuk of Kriyashma. Why? Kedei Shul Yistaka B'Dover Acher Shemoin Im Milachavin. The simple reason why you cover your eyes when you say Kriyashma is not for any fancy hecher or kavanas. It's so it shouldn't take away the kavana. The Rabbi Asher Weiss likes to say over from the Klausenberger Rebbe, a very beautiful pshat. Very drushy, but very beautiful. The Klausenberger Rebbe used to say that we say in the Kriyashma, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekein, Hashem Echad. What does it mean, Hashem is one? That means both the din and the rachamim is all wrapped in one. It's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who dishes out din, dishes out rachamim, and everything is good. So the Klausenberger Rebbe said, sometimes the only way you could say that is if you close your eyes. If you keep your eyes open, you look around the world, you say to yourself, how could it be? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is full of rachamim, and he's full of din. Look at the world. Look what's going on. Innocent people are being targeted, people are dying. How could it be the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But says the Klausenberger, if you close your eyes. So when things are a lot easier when you close your eyes. A very, very beautiful thought. So therefore, Zokta Mechaber, you close your eyes. It's not what the Mechaber says. Mechaber says you close your eyes to have Kavana, but Al Pidrush, it's a very nice pshat, that you close your eyes and you can feel Hashem Echot. Klausenberger Rebbe was a Yid who lived through horror. He could talk a talk like that. But in any case, you're supposed to cover your eyes. Now, which hand do you cover your eyes with? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ratzaloyma Yad Yamin. You use your right hand. So again, follow-up question. What do lefties do? So Abraham Kanevsky writes, lefties also cover their hands with their right hand. Lefties and righties are the same. They also cover their eyes with their right hand. This has nothing to do with chashivas. This is just, I think also, Kabbalah, you use your right hand. So that's another non-difference between lefties and righties. Okay?
So I assume the general rule is whenever there's chashivas,
correct.
Then you follow correct. Whichever is your stronger
right,
hand.
That's right, that's right, right. Something along those lines, right. So let's try, let's see if we can finish the sheet. Says the Shulchan Aruch, let's try one more place. Says in Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah le'echoiz hatzitzis biyatz malis kenegalibay b'shas kriyishma. Person's supposed to hold the tzitzis in his left hand when he recites kriyishma. Why? Remez l'dover, v'ayu advarim e'le alav avecha. Says in the puzzle that these words should be on your heart. So we try to put it in the left hand, which is opposite the heart. Why the left hand? So Mishnah Berurah explains. V'halev hu b'smol, because we spoke about this a while ago. Most people have their heart on the left side. So we said we had cases where someone punked happened to have his heart on the right side. We saw a pshat that maybe lefties have their heart on the right side, which is very hard to imagine today. But the Mishnah Berurah assumes, like most people, that the left is where your heart is. And therefore you hold the tzitzis in your left hand to be alev avecha. So he writes over here, that's what you're supposed to do. Now obviously if that's the reason, lefties and righties are going to be the same. The reason why you hold the tzitzis in your left hand is because you want the tzitzis to be opposite your heart. And righties are going to hold the tzitzis in the left hand also. There's no reason for a difference. The tzitzis has to do with the heart. It has nothing to do with stronger or weaker. So lefties
are the same. Tzitzis, you're supposed to hold in the left hand because it's closer.
Because Alav Avecha, right? This way it's opposite your heart. Your left is opposite your heart.
It doesn't say that by tzitzis. It says by
tefillin. No, he says in the pasuk. He says, V'ayu advarim Alav Avecha. At these words. So therefore we learn out that we want to have these words. I rather Mishnah Berurah explains.
I always held it with both hands.
No, Mishnah Berurah says, Mitzvah lecha that tzitzis biyatz, you're supposed to hold it in your left hand. Keneged libay, opposite the heart. So this obviously doesn't make a difference between lefties and righties, because lefties and righties have the heart on the same side. Now, if you look over in the Be'er Moshe, he writes over here, he quotes the Shaila of which hand does the lefty hold the tzitzis. So he writes over here, the Elia Rabbah says, It says in Shulchan Aruch Arizal, Yiskar ein of biyada haymanis. You cover your hand with your right hand. Ubiyada hasmaolis yechos adal tzitzis. And with your left hand, you hold the fourth tzitzis. Vizelu shoyne shara kavon. This is what the Arizal writes. Koydim shetoyim hashma yisrael. Before you say shema, tiskar shnei enecho. Close both eyes. Biyadi minecho with your right hand. Ubeirach hasmaolis. Ubiyad hasmaolis. With your left hand, techos adal tzitzis. Viyu munocham alabecham. It should be opposite your heart. Hareshin nifshat sheleseinu. Says the Debitziner from this Eliyahu, from this Shulchan Aruch Harav, I answer my question. Why? Shagam itu yad yitin yadim in the alma alin of the bismalas, the alma who muchalechaz etzitis. He says, how do I know which hand you're supposed to cover your eyes with for the Shema? So I told you from Reb Chaim Kineski. Says the Debitziner Rav, I'll work backwards. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Shulchan Aruch Harav rewrites that you're supposed to hold the tzitzis in your left hand, and the right hand you cover your eyes. He says it's poshut lefties are holding the tzitzis in their left hand. He says, why? He says, "Shigam ita yad yitin yadim in the alma." The b'smoilis, the alma who muchach leechal the tzitzis, he's going to have to hold the tzitzis with his left hand because that's his opposite his heart, and therefore his right hand is going to go to cover his eyes. So it comes out like this: it comes out for Shema in the davening, lefties hold the tzitzis in their left hand and they cover their eyes with their right eye. So there's no difference between lefties and righties. The only difference might be between lefties and righties is how you take Shema Nesrei back. We spoke about that in the beginning of this year, and then they will end off with the stipler. Says the stipler, this is the Sefer Orchas Rabbeinu from Rabbi Horowitz, who quotes practices from the stipler. He writes, my Rebbe, the stipler, avshui iter gomor, even though he was a full-blown lefty. Now we'll see Blineder next week's shir, he might not have been such a full-blown lefty. Controversy, we'll talk about it. Noig litin yodei hayimonis aleinov b'kriyas pasuk rishon. He would put his right hand on his eyes for Kriyas Shema. The Gam Kish Omer HaPosik Shema BeBrichas LaOilam Ye'odam, and also when he'd say the Shema in the Karbonis, Koidem Tvila Shachas, Gam Keim Noisin Yodov Alinov, he would also put his eyes on his hand, the Gam Shur Tzuz Tefillin Yodim Onis, even though he had the Tefillin on his hand. So here we have a Maisa Ra from the Stipler Paskin, that a lefty should also cover his eyes with his right hand. So in this booklet we're finishing up now, we're coming out, when it comes to davening, there's not all that much difference between lefties and righties. When it comes to washing for bread, there's not all that much difference between lefties and righties. For most of the time, they're going to be in the same ballpark. Okay, let's at least start, make a haschola on the next booklet. Iter yad ba'alocha chelik beis. Now we're going to switch gears drastically and leave Orachayim and go to Ebenezer. We'll talk about chasinus. Now is the season for chasinus. So we'll talk about chasinus. What difference does it make for chasinus? So let's start off like this. So there's a berhetiv in Ebenezer Simin Samach Aleph. The berhetiv writes, Tzorich la'amir ha-chosin l'smol ha-kal. When you're situating the chosin and kal under the chuppah, so how do you situate it? So he says you have to put the kal, Tzorich la'amir ha-chosin l'smol ha-kal. The chosin is on the left of the kal. It means the kal is on the right side. Why? K'dei she'tehei ha-kal l'yamin ha-chosin. The kala should be on the right side of the chosin. The chassid says in the pasuk in Tehillim, "Nitzva shagal liminecha." He's supposed to put the shagal liminecha. So Rashi says over there, shagal means a kala. So you put the kala on your right side. So therefore, says the Berheita, we have a practice that when we have a chosin and a kala, we put the kala on the right side of the chosin. So the question is, what happens if the chosin's a lefty? Does that change which side the kala goes on? So interesting, if you take a look over here, first before we even get to that complication, if you take a look over there, the Nitta Gavriel brings down a practice from the Arizal, where the Arizal says that this practice of putting the kal on the right side of the chosin changed after the Churban. He writes, Yesha imim al pi kabbalah, shachosin oimid limin akala, that the chosin stands on the right of the kal. Remez lo maimar hakosin, based on a pasuk in Echa, heishiv achur yuminoi. So he says, based on that pasuk, you should actually have the chosin on the right side. And he leaves off, Uda Ovid, Kemar Ovid. Different minhagim, different practices. Some people have the chosin on the right side, some people have the chosin on the left side. I think most of the chasinus that you'll go to today, you'll see that the kala is on the right side. Why is that? Because the Aruch HaShulchan already writes, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Umamidim hakala liyamin hachosin. We put the kala on the right of the chosin, Tichsiv nitzva shagal liminech. So the Debrezina Rav writes, so again, so good. So first shayla is, where do you put the chosin and kala? So let's assume, like most Litvish Ashkenazic Jewry, so again, Alpi Kabbalah, those who talk, have the chosin reversed order. But we have the chosin on the left and the kal on the end. When I mean left and right, I mean standing in front of the crowd. Right? They're facing the crowd. So the chosin is going to be on the left side, and the right, the kal is going to be on his right side. Yeah, it's not really going to matter. It's always going to be on his right side. Right? The kal is always going to be on his right side. Wherever he's standing, she's going to be on his right side. Okay. So what happens if he's a lefty?
One second. They're both facing the crowd.
Right, so the chosin.
The kal is on the left side?
The kal is on his right side. The kal is always on to the right of the chosin. To the right of the chosin. So it doesn't
right.
really.
Right, so if you're facing the cow, the cow is on the left. But if you're facing the front, then
The cow's always going. The cow's always going to be on the right of the chas. That's what we bring down over here. So what about a lefty? So the Debrecina Rav writes number 4. Avo beinir hamodas kala eats the min achas and amavo bevin ezer. I was leaning up to him in the alma of a lo yeshna. He says, nah, it doesn't make a difference if he's a lefty, if he's a righty, no one cares. You put the chas and the kala in the exact same position. Okay, we'll get ready for my rev now. So Mr. Shem, next week, we'll finish up this booklet that discusses a little bit about chasinus. A little bit about chasinus, and then we'll talk a little bit about which hand to hold the lulav and esrig, and then we'll have Mistama one more shear on lefties, and then the next shear will be about cutting nails, which is an interesting topic. But we'll try to cover a little bit more halachas about the chasinus and other related issues. We'll talk about where to put the tefillin in your tefillin bag if you're lefty already. Mr. Shem will cover that next week. Okay.